The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, has popped into us to talk about small talk.
Yes.
Is it important?
Small talk is the most important talk that we do.
Is it? It's
more important than everything else. All communication is about two things, content and connection. Connection is the more important of those two things. It's more important than content. And small talk, let's face it, it is all about connection. The content means nothing. Talking about the weather, talking about the printer, talking about all kinds
sport.
Of...
Sport.
Sport.
I know what you mean about connection. I was chatting to somebody at the bar last night and then we both found out we support the same team and it's like, ugh. You know what? I can chat away to you for the next 2 hours. This is really easy.
And Shane, I'm sure the content of that conversation was not necessarily something history should record forever.
Well, I think that's harsh.
No, I think
but
it's
probably true. Accurate.
Yeah, of course it's accurate. Because that was all about connection. It was about you feeling heard and seen, the other person feeling heard and seen, and you two in your little cocoon of small talk, cocoon of chat, for hours and hours and hours, perfectly self-contained and utterly, utterly happy, if I understand that correctly.
That's it in a nutshell.
And literally nobody else is interested in what you said.
Other than if they also supported the same football team.
Possibly, but that's amplifying the small talk. That's more small talk, it's more chat, and it's all about
if you amplify small talk enough, does it become big talk though?
No, that's the charm. Small talk can go on forever and ever and ever.
Diminishing returns.
And it never becomes content laden, it never becomes meaningful, and it always has that extra special value of linking you to someone else on a topic of literally no importance.
I don't like it.
Yeah, Ciara said, I think Ciara's being hard on herself because I've heard Ciara do small talk and I think you do it, Ciara, but you say, no, you don't like it.
Brendan's looking at me, I'm getting nervous now.
No, I am looking
at you. He wants us to role play.
Because I do want you to role play, Ciara, and we might just move straight into that if that's okay. So Ciara, you're standing at
I'm
the photocopier.
I'm extremely nervous now.
Your nervousness is of no interest. You're standing at the photocopier, you're doing a pretty long photocopying job and I arrive. And I am waiting to use the copier.
I don't actually know how to use the photocopier here, so that's why it's taking me such a long time.
Just go with this, Ciara.
All right, sorry. I got distracted by the detail.
No, it's interesting. The first thing you said was you don't know how to use the photocopier. That could be the first thing you say to me when I arrive, that you're not very good using the
photocopier. Well, I probably would babble at you something along those lines because you do make me exceedingly nervous.
Oh, I see. And why is that?
Because you're a psychiatrist and you have that look and you give the piercing look. So you're the least... person I want to make small talk with.
I would be making small talk. I might start, for example, let's do this. I would say, the photocopier is working again. And you would say...
Was it not working before?
No, it wasn't working
before. See, I'm already mumbling.
You are. You see, because what I said was of absolutely no significance or importance. It mightn't even be true. I mean, we could open with this. It is warm here in the office. Would you have a response there even, Ciara?
Is it?
Is it? Yeah.
Oh my God, so, you are bad at this.
Okay, I think we've established Ciara really is bad at small talk.
Do you want to try it with me, maybe?
I'd really like to try it with you. So I'm now in the kitchen and I'm boiling a kettle, but it's going to take 2 minutes to
and
boil.
I say, what kettle never boils?
I say, wow, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, well, you know, that's me. Can't promise any of my lines are particularly new.
No, you certainly can't. I haven't heard a single new line from you in a very long time.
I'm enjoying watching this.
You're cracking me up here. And this kettle, will it ever boil?
It still hasn't boiled.
It's not as good as the old kettle.
You know what? That old kettle was... I miss that old kettle.
It was part of my life, a bigger part of my life than you might imagine.
What's happening here? I'm confused.
This is small talk here.
Sorry, Ciara, hang on. The little light on the old kettle stopped working, but you always knew when it was done.
You did, because you kind of heard the pop.
You did.
The and click.
You could sense it after spending so long with the kettle. I kind of had a fellow feeling.
So did they need to change it? I think that was a bad, bad call.
I'm going to try and join in. I'm going to say, that's more waste of money.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, as we were saying.
So look, when you're doing small talk, it is absolutely essential. The topic is of no importance. Now, what happened there was Ciara seriously misread the signals, made an important and probably correct point of some financial significance to the organisation.
Yeah.
But we don't care because we were talking rubbish.
Totally, it was Ciara's intervention was off, effectively, was it?
It wasn't great, if I'm honest. And I think she's right that she wasn't good at it. But the other point about small talk is it needs to end. There is an ideal period of time. It should not be less than 45 seconds long, but should not be more than 3 minutes.
I love how scripted this is or how prescribed
and
this
is that
is.
Based on some kind of facts?
Sure.
The length of time. Sure. Yeah. Are you
is it,
making
is it the limits
Did you
of your
pluck
tolerance?
This from your head?
No, I don't pluck it from my head. There actually have been some studies because once it goes beyond 3 minutes, then people feel a need to move on to important topics. And there's a lot of research that shows we undervalue talking about unimportant things. We don't anticipate correctly how much we enjoy talking about the weather, talking about the kettle, talking about the printer, talking about the copier. We really like those conversations, but in theory, we think of ourselves as serious talkers and we underestimate how much rubbish we enjoy.
Mm, I kind of agree with you because, you know, when somebody goes straight in with a really heavy, you know, like, when do you think the war in Iran will end? And like, you've only just met them, you're going, oh no, I'm not ready for this.
No, no, it's very important. You know, small talk, it's like...
I see that as a jumping off point. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I feel like jumping off when they say that.
You mean jumping off as in starting a proper conversation or getting out of there?
No, I see. No, I'm comfortable with that. It's someone wittering on about the kettle that I don't know what to say. The pair of you guys.
Am I guessing your point is you've got to build up to that?
You do, or don't go there at all. I mean, just keep making small talk all your life for all the difference it makes. You know, small talk should be like tennis. You're batting something back and forth. It is not a TED talk, which seems to be what you're reaching for here, getting into meaty issues immediately without any kind of preliminary to and fro, like a game of ping pong, which is what small talk should be. And of course, as with any conversation, the key to it is making the other person feel interesting and feel important.
Sometimes, you know, when there's a bit of small talk between you and a total stranger and you both absolutely nail it, like it's kind of pithy and a little bit kind of wry and you kind of walk away going,
Shane Coleman is positively glowing even as he says this. You've had this experience.
I've had this experience, you know. A joke actually works and they crack something back. You kind of backslap and you move on.
Look, I think it's a real gift.
No more than 3 minutes, so.
To appreciate that, to be able to do that and to appreciate it and to simply leave it there. Not everything needs to escalate into a conversation about the political situation or something important. So learning to take those nuggets, enjoy them and move on is incredibly important.
And the value that you get, that you said that everything is about content or connection. The value that we get from connection, is that not to be underestimated, even with random strangers at the bus stop or somebody in the office canteen or whatever?
Yeah, no, that should not be underestimated, because when you connect with someone, however briefly, it means they have heard you, they have seen you, and say in a workplace, it means you're welcome here, you have a role here, you fit in here, things, you know, move along nicely with you here. It's a very profound thing. Once the connection is made, though, there's no point going on beyond the 3 minutes, because the job of the conversation is done and it just starts to get tedious. So the topics should be very mundane, very routine. If they are interpersonal topics, they must be only about holidays and pets, cats, dogs, things like that. Anything beyond that is way too personal and shouldn't be spoken of.
Yeah, I have to say, when people say going anywhere nice on your holidays this year, that one, I'm not mad about that as a small talk.
Yeah.
Subject.
But the response is fairly easy. You just say, not really, how about you? And remember, the longer the other person talks, the more fascinating they will think you are, because you're clearly
really?
A person of substance.
So you just keep batting it back to them?
Keep batting it back, because mostly people want to talk about themselves all the time. And the more you let them do that, the more impressed they will be by you.
Lots of people getting in touch. I find small talk excruciating for most of my life, particularly with strangers. Now I'm in my 60s, I'll happily chat to anyone. I don't know if I've mastered the skill or that with age, I care very little what others think of me. It's called soft chat in the West, which I think is lovely. We really realised its importance and appreciated it during the pandemic, this listener said.
Soft chat is a nice term. It's nicer than small talk, I think. Someone else says, Basil Fawlty's hapless attempts at making small talk with his long-suffering guests are some of the greatest moments in comic history, says Jake.
Yeah, and look, soft talk is a really nice way of putting it. Another quality is humour, which can be a little bit difficult sometimes, but there are studies looking at humour as part of small talk in workplaces, and that humour, if it is done well, is especially important. And
particularly self-deprecating humour?
Well, the object of the humour can only be yourself.
Yeah.
It must be self-deprecating.
You can't take the mick out of someone you don't know and just met.
That's just mean.
No, almost all, it has to be about your own incompetence, your own inability to do things, your own stupidity. It must all be about that. But it's very powerful. And there are studies showing that CEOs who use humour about themselves themselves inspire greater connection among their teams and among their organizations.
Really? Because I
and
think
people don't think that they're just idiots.
People do think that they're just idiots, but there's nothing as connecting as everybody thinking someone else is an idiot. Like, that is a very powerful way to produce group cohesion, where, I mean, most people think their boss is either evil or an idiot, and it's far better to go for idiot than evil.
Here's a brilliant text that's come in from a listener. A colleague told me it's warm in the office. My reply of, not as hot as you, was met with tumbleweed.
Okay, so look, okay, I think we all know the answer to that one.
Inappropriate, inappropriate small talk is not okay.
No, no, it's not. But the warm in the office is interesting.
So my answer of is it is now looking pretty good.
In relative to that one, it is. Yeah. It absolutely is.
But it's,
I'm not getting any kind of a pass here from
says
Brendan.
It's warm in the office and someone says, yes, I agree it is, that's small talk. But they could equally say, no, actually, yes, I think it's quite cold. And the other person will nod and agree because the words mean nothing. You can say the exact opposite to somebody in an agreeing tone and it will still be small talk and there'll be no disagreement.
Just very finally, for some people are bad at small talk. Is that a big disadvantage in life?
Look, not enormously. People who are bad at small talk should simply avoid it. It's one of these skills that can develop over time, but in some people
should
it doesn't.
Should they get a job where they talk for a living?
They should get a job where they talk for a living. It is the perfect niche for somebody who cannot do small talk or soft talk very well. They can discharge their need for connection in different ways. There talking for a living is perfect.
There you go.
I wonder who we could be talking about.
As ever, Professor Brendan Kelly. Thank you very much for joining us. We shall chat to you again next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.